pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit you instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you and good morning. It's June. For me, June is a month loaded with the presence of family members. My mother's middle name is June, although she was born in November. My sister's name is June, and she was born in June. My father was born in June, and he died in June on my sister's birthday. So my family's presence makes me think a lot about the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is a good thing because it's Pentecost. My sister and I often discuss church events, church issues, Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, although she calls it the Holy Ghost. And she cannot quite wrap her head around me working as a deacon in training. She cannot wrap her head, let alone consider that I might actually become ordained. And my mother, who did not discuss spiritual things, used to wear a necklace with a little glass globe and a tiny seed suspended within the globe. She explained to me that it was a mustard seed. I didn't get the connection to the reading from Mark's Gospel for today until many years later. And although my mom was not terribly vocal about her faith, she wore it well. My father, on the other hand, peppered his daily speech with references to God's living presence on this earth. The way the trees dressed in each season. We lived in New Jersey, so we saw a lot of that. The glory of a sunrise in Hawaii, where we took him for his 90th birthday. And when he looked me squarely in the eye when facing serious surgery and stated, "What am I going to do? Argue with God?" I love that. Argue with God. I do it all the time. It may be subtle, but I do it all the time. What if this? Well, why not this way? Well, how come this? Why can't I just, do you get the idea? My younger daughter makes no bones about flat out arguing full on with God. She knows that he listens. And when she's finished with whatever argument she's been engaged in, she imagines God with his knowing, loving smile patting her on the head as if to say, "There now. I hope you feel better now that you got all of that out of your system." I think we all argue with God at different times in our lives, because his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So it's difficult for us humans to understand. This is not a new phenomenon. Thousands of years ago, as we see in today's Old Testament reading, around 1100 BC, Samuel also found it difficult to understand God's ways. He questioned the Lord's preposterous command, requesting that he, Samuel, go to Jesse the Bethlehemite because I have provided for myself a king among his sons. Yikes. King Saul was still alive and very powerful, with two Pelian sons whom Saul allowed to abuse their positions. But Samuel sets out anyway for the little town of Bethlehem, 8 miles to the south of Jerusalem, walking by faith, because God told him to, not by sight, because he was afraid of Saul. He went to find a replacement king for Israel. God tells him to go in peace, make a sacrifice, so that no one will become suspicious. So he does, walking by faith, not by sight. He invites Jesse and all of his sons to come to the sacrifice, knowing that he'll be anointing the son that God has already chosen. He checks out each one of the seven sons, argues a little with God about the choices. Oh, it's subtle. Surely it must be this one. Not this one? Well, then it has to be this one. No, the Lord does not see as mortals see. The last son is rejected, so Samuel asks Jesse if there are any other sons hanging around. And lo and behold, he brings in the youngest son, David, who was out tending sheep. David wasn't even counted in the family gatherings. He was clearly last in line. God tells Samuel to anoint David, who is described as ruddy, handsome, and with beautiful eyes. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David. Then it says that David's presence was filled with the Holy Spirit from that day forward. Samuel listened to the Lord and anointed David by faith, not by sight. Although for me, seeing David as ruddy, handsome, and with beautiful eyes, sight may have been a factor. I don't think we can confidently walk by faith, not by sight, without God's help either. I am sure that is why the phrase, with God's help, peppers the prayer book in every service and sacrament. And it clearly states in today's reading from 2 Corinthians that, quote, we are always confident, for we walk by faith, not by sight. In my garden, I have a little sign in the shape of a cross, and it has that scripture verse on it. I bought it because it is hard for me to do. Walk by faith, not by sight. I need to be reminded of it daily. We live by believing, not seeing. Well, for me, this makes better sense when I back up today's reading to chapter 5, verse 5. It says, God has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit. And then today's verse picks up, so we are always confident. We are confident to walk by faith, not by sight, because we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, God's help. Just like Samuel and David. The gift of the Holy Spirit was conferred upon us in baptism, and we ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Eucharist every Sunday. When we pray that the Holy Spirit sanctify the elements of communion and thereby sanctify us. We just have to know that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. And remember that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. And believe that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. But wait, there's more. In the New Living Translation, verse 5:14 reads a little differently than what we have here read. We read, Christ urges us on. But the NLT version says, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. Through the gift of faith, the Holy Spirit abides in us, and we are dead to our old life, and we become new every morning with God's help. So our old self dies, We are risen with Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit, becoming new each day. And if our old nature is crucified with Christ, then Jesus now lives, dare I say, abides within us. We can stop relying on ourselves and expect Him to actually live His life through us. No, not expect. Believe and know that He lives His life through us, allowing us to walk by faith, not by sight. The prayer I used to open this morning begins, "Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." That renewal happens through each one of us, leaving behind daily a little more of our old ways and becoming a new creation in Christ. God renews the face of the earth every day through each one of us. I don't know about you, but I'm quite happy to have Christ transform me a little each day, and with God's help, start fresh every morning. We hear Father Jim pray this for us every week. Please help us to become a little less of what we are today and a little bit more of who you created us to be. So I invite you to intentionally make June the month of presence. The presence of the Holy Spirit living within you, transforming you a little more every day. Pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit filling us daily. Pray that we shall be created by His Spirit and He shall renew the face of the earth. And pray that with the presence of God's help, we will be confident to walk by faith, not by sight. To be in this world, but not of this world. What a gift. What presence we receive. And it all begins with the seed of faith. Faith as big as a mustard seed. Please pray with me. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for this glorious morning, created for us to worship you in your presence, basking in your love. You said that wherever two or more are gathered, you are present with us. So we thank you for being here with us. We ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that we may have faith as big as a mustard seed, to bloom right here where we are planted, to further your kingdom here on earth, and renew the face of this earth by walking confidently by faith, not by sight in this broken world. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.